You're listening to SBS News.
It's another busy weekend ahead for sports fans, with Australian horse racing's richest race, the Everest Stakes, set to be held at Sydney's Randwick Racecourse. The race has been in the news all week, thanks to a widely publicised stoush over the use of the Sydney Opera House as the backdrop to display the barrier draw. Opponents argued an iconic building should not be used to spruik a horse race, with the associated promotion of gambling. The winning horse will earn $6 million, and that fact alone means the race has come to the attention of horse racing fans around the world. Australian jockey Corey Brown, rider of In Her Time, says one of the biggest threats to his horse winning is the United States-bred horse US Navy Flag.
US Navy Flag's the one that I'm keeping a close eye on, you know. Aidan O'Brien was very, very bullish on the reports on TV when I seen him being interviewed, and for the likes of Ryan Moore to be giving up a great book of rides over in England at their biggest race day, that for mine was the radar horse. I keep a close eye on US Navy Flag.
Last year's inaugural race winner Red Zell is in the 12-horse field again on Saturday. Meanwhile, in football, the Socceroos are gearing up for Tuesday's clash with Kuwait at a training camp this weekend in Dubai. With first-choice goalkeeper Matt Ryan out with an injury, the door is open for Mitchell Langerak, Danny Vukovic or Brad Jones to cement a claim for a spot in January's Asian Cup tournament. Jones says the three-way battle to earn a start in Graham Arnold's team is something he welcomes.
You want to come in and push as hard as you can, and these guys are constantly doing that as well. So, you know, I think it's perfect both on an individual level and on a team level. We're all pushing towards trying to play the game, and it's an important factor in the squad.
In the A-League, Usain Bolt's prospects could take a big step forward on Friday night when his Central Coast Mariners take on Macarthur Southwest United in a pre-season friendly. The 32-year-old, 8-time Olympic gold medal sprinter, played one game in August when he came off the bench against the Central Coast select side. This time, Bolt is expected to start the game and is hoping the experience of his first game and the training since will help him achieve his goal of a professional contract.
There's a lot of things that I've learned that I would be applying in the game. So this is going to be a big game. I think it will determine if the club makes up its mind on what to do with my career. So for me, it's a very important game. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to proving myself. So I'm just going to go out there, push myself, and hopefully everything will work out.
The National Basketball League gets underway this weekend, with much of the attention on how Sydney Kings star recruit Andrew Bogut will go in his first game for the club. The Kings meet the Adelaide 36ers on Saturday afternoon and again in round two of the competition. At 2 metres, 13 centimetres, and with a 13-year career in the United States National Basketball Association behind him, Bogut is expected to have a big impact on the Kings. The club has not made the finals since 2013. The Kings put in a good performance against the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers in Hawaii recently, and Bogut says his focus is now on adjusting to the new demands presented by the NBL.
Ironed out a few things over the last couple of weeks and then had a pretty good performance over there. We were pretty competitive, so we're as ready as we can be. It's right around the corner, and we obviously have the same team first two games, so it's always hard to play the same team two times in a row, and I think this will be no different.
In rugby league this weekend, Australia takes on New Zealand. It is the dawn of a new era for Australia, which begins life without retired stars Cameron Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk and Jonathan Thurston. In comes the next generation of stars for Australia, such as Damien Cook, Luke Keary and James Tedesco. Tedesco comes in full of confidence after helping the Sydney Roosters to the National Rugby League Premiership this season. He says there has been a seismic shift with so many big names moving on.
Yeah, it's just sort of a change of an era, I guess. A lot of experienced players are getting on, and a lot of new players are coming through. And you know, I'm sure everyone sort of sees a lot of young guys at the moment, but the next year or two, they'll be the experienced ones. So it's sort of a change of an era, but it's exciting to see a lot of new blood come through.
Tedesco's Roosters teammate Latrell Mitchell will make his test debut in the match. It is a new era too for New Zealand, which has Michael Maguire taking over as coach from Stephen Kearney. And finally, Australia and New Zealand will also clash this weekend in netball in Game 3 of the Constellation Cup. New Zealand needs a win to stay alive in the four-game series, which Australia leads 2-0. The Silver Ferns will be looking to make home court advantage count in Hamilton on Sunday. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.